Good morning. Welcome to our final service of 2025. And all, were you clapping then, Hannah? That was a moment of somber reflection. It's going to be an all-age service, and we're going to spend most of our time reflecting back on all the blessings that we've actually experienced in these past 12 months. So I hope you've got your singing voices with you, because we need to sing loud, not necessarily in tune, we're not bothered about that, but loudly as we praise God and really thank Him for all the great things that He's done this year. For the benefit of the visitors, which I think we have a couple, my name's Peter Thatcher, I'm one of the leadership team here, so I'll be leading the service just a little bit, that's all. But most of the work will be you watching things actually going on screen, which is very exciting, as you'll see very shortly. So I hope you had a great time over Christmas. Looks like you did. There's tired eyes around and so on. And I hope it's not only a time where you're able to relax and a time to experience laughter, but also as we, of course, think about in the build-up during Advent, actually hope that during Christmas time you did actually experience, you know, some of God's hope, some of God's love, some of His joy and some of His peace. And you were able to share that with those people that you were with. So this morning, as we look back, we're going to be thinking about the blessings. And to get you in the mode of that, just to reflect on a few recent blessings that we had as a church family. So we had Live the Story just a couple of weeks ago. Apparently record numbers of people attended. So many families here, so many people that we've not seen before. It was a brilliant witness. And of course we were blessed by the weather. It's a bit of a daft time to do an outdoor event, December, but it seems to work. So we'll carry on doing it. And then just a few days later, the Thursday of the following week, the 18th, we were blessed again because we had the whole of St. Helens Primary School here. It started off just a couple of classes were coming, then they all decided to come. So we had 189 children, 26 grown-ups looking after them. And it was a fantastic time where, A, they were just in church. B, but they heard the Christmas story, they had some fun, they sang some carols. And who knows what impact that will have actually had on some of those children, some of whom we knew from Holiday Bible Club and so on, but some of whom were actually new. And we were blessed by the weather, because they were able to walk here and back in the dry, and shortly after they got back, it poured with rain. And then, of course, we had carols by candlelight service on Christmas Eve. And we had an absolutely packed church. 250 plus people here. So many visitors, so many families, so many children, young children coming to that service. And you just couldn't fail to be uplifted by that wonderful time that we had together. And I hope it set you up really well for Christmas. So there's just three things in the last few weeks, and there will be more that we'll hear about very shortly. So as we look back, and indeed as we look forward, our theme for this morning is some words from 1 Chronicles. Thank the Lord, because He is good. His faithful love will always be with us. And that's our theme for this morning, to thank God because He is good and His love will always be with us. So as you dwell on those words, let's commit our worship to God in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for all the good things that You've blessed us with in the church over the past 12 months. We thank You for the blessings on each one of us in the good times and in the not so good times. We thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and for Your faithful love, which surrounds us at all times and will do so forever. You are an amazing God, and we praise You. And as we meet this morning, we ask You to bless our worship, to bless each one of us through our songs, our prayers, and our words. May our worship honour You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as this service is about God's love for us and our thank yous to him, some more good news to share with you. At our Christmas Eve service, those of you there will be aware that we did a collection for East Anglia Children's Hospice, which is where Wayne and Glenna's grandson William was cared for. Now, some of the tech-savvy people who were there at that service will have paid using a QR code. Some will have used a card machine. Some have paid money directly into the bank. I won't know how much money's come through because the bank hasn't recorded it as yet. But on the night, just in good old cash, notes and coins and stuff, we collected £552.50. So the sum that actually gets sent across will clearly be a lot more than that when we know the rest of it. And I'll let you know as soon as I know exactly how much it is. But in the meantime, a big thank you to everybody. Thank you. I read a story recently. It was about a Christian nursing home. And the elderly residents have a tradition that on Christmas Eve, just before they eat their evening meal, they each give thanks for the Lord's goodness. So each person at the table would say one thing for which they are thankful for. And so thanks were expressed for the typical things, for food, for family, for a nice place to live and to be cared for, and so on. It was then the turn of the oldest resident, a lovely old lady, who simply said, "I thank the Lord for two perfectly good teeth. One in my upper jaw and one in my lower jaw that match, so that I can chew my food." And it's good to remind ourselves of all the good things in our lives. And it's all too easy to focus on what we haven't got. In the case of that lovely old lady, 30 teeth. Rather than what we have got, which were the two teeth that match perfectly so she could eat her food. Indeed, it's a popular human trait, isn't it? Endorsed by the media to look for the bad, not the good. Hopefully many of you remember the Next Steps hoodies that we had to show our support for the building project, which included the words, "God is good," to remind us that despite all of the challenges that we faced, and we faced many, that God was always with us. God would provide and all would be well. And it was. And many an email that we sent amongst the team during those years and years. If it was good news, we actually reminded ourselves of the fact that God is good. The problem is that when we focus on what we haven't got, or what we focus on what's wrong with the world, and who doesn't like a good moan, we risk believing that God isn't actually very good, or we risk forgetting that God doesn't love us. We forget to thank the Lord because he's good. We forget that his faithful love will always be with us. And as Christians, we believe, or should believe, that God loves us, that God is good, and so is worthy of our thanks for all of the blessings that he brings to us. But of course, life isn't perfect. It's not meant to be perfect. God never said it would be perfect, and frankly, it's daft to believe that it might be. Now, many of you will know the saying, "Count your blessings." The older people will have used that phrase copiously to younger folk. But where does it come from, and what does it actually mean? So this is the educational bit for this morning. Count your blessings is a saying. For the clever people amongst you, it's an idiom. And it means to pause and appreciate the good in life, especially during difficult moments. And it came from religious teachings. And it became particularly popular in the late 19th century, literature and in hymns. And it's sort of become now a familiar reminder to focus on what is going well rather than what is not. But when you look up some of the meanings, the definitions of count your blessings, you get the idea. So, for example, it means to remind yourself to appreciate the good things in your life, especially when you feel upset or stressed. Or it means to tell someone to stop complaining and notice what is going well. Or to consciously list or think about life's positive things. Many of you will know the hymn, Count Your Blessings, which was written in 1897. It's based on that saying. And it includes two lines in the chorus. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. That's pretty good advice, actually, for Christians, I think. But while it's important to recognise our blessings and to thank God for them, recognising the good things that we've been blessed with is not actually enough. Counting your blessings is more than that. It's actually about the way that we behave and the way that we use what God has blessed us with. We need to demonstrate our gratitude, not just say our gratitude. And the preacher and writer W.T. Perkins has put it, it's not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them. That is the true measure of our thanksgiving. So it's not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them. That is the true measure of our thanksgiving. Now you might be planning in the next few days to make a New Year's resolution or two for 2026. You may even be the person who keeps them. But let me suggest that in 2026, we all have the same New Year's resolution. And that is that at the end of every day, we pause to count our blessings. We pause to say thank you. Perhaps you might go further than that. Perhaps you might do something like buy a notebook or buy a diary. So at the end of every day, when you pause to count your blessings, you actually make a note of 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you're particularly thankful for on that day. And that gives you the ability to do essentially what the video did for us this morning. It's periodically, you can go back when you're perhaps feeling a little bit fed up and thinking the world's against you. You can go back over all the things that you've written in your notebook, in your diary over the year to realise actually how wonderful things are, despite the unpleasant things that are going on. So I set you that challenge. But most importantly, whether you do that or you don't do that, let's think about those words from W.T. Perkins. So let's live our lives in words and actions, in all that we say and do, so that we may be a shining light to others who don't yet know of the goodness and of the love of God. So as we move forward into 2026, let's really hold fast to those words in 1 Chronicles. Let's continually thank the Lord because the Lord is good. And let's never ever forget that his faithful love will always be with us. Now, as we look forward to 2026, you may still not be thinking about it because 2025 is still here happily. What I'd like you to do is to spend a few minutes, either in silence or you can chat to people around you. And what I'd like you to reflect upon or chat about is, what are you really looking forward to in 2026? To happen in this church? What's your greatest hope for this church in 2026? Now, if you're not from this church, then talk about what your greatest hope is for your own church. And if you're not currently going to a church at the moment, then just think about what's your greatest hope for your immediate family. So spend a few minutes thinking about what is your greatest hope? Not a New Year's resolution. What is your greatest hope for this church or another church? So just have a reflection or a chat just for 2 or 3 minutes. Now, some of you may have nailed that. You may know exactly what your greatest hope is for 2026. Some of you may have lots of different things going on in your head. You're not quite sure what your greatest hope is. And if that's the case, can I ask that you continue thinking about it so that you actually come up with your greatest hope for 2026? And then, can I ask that we make it something more than a hope or an aspiration or some half-baked resolution? Can I ask you to do two things, or two and a half things, really, with that? First of all, whatever your greatest hope is for 2026, can I ask that you make it a personal prayer point for 2026? Because it ain't going to happen without God. And secondly, can I ask you to think, what can you do to help make it happen? And then perhaps even do that. Because without you, it's not going to happen either. We have a powerful combination. Pray to God and put some effort in ourselves, and we've got a chance of it happening. So do carry on thinking, carry on chatting with regards to that, please. And just one thing before we sing our final song, which again is looking forward to 2026, as Simon flagged up last week. On Sunday, we have our first event of 2026. We have our faith lunch, which follows our covenant service. So it's a chance to create memories. It's a chance to get on Graham's video next year, early on. Those of you who are a bit upset, you weren't there. This is your chance. Just follow him around. Whenever he's taking a picture, get there. Or just bribe him. One of the two, you'll be absolutely fine. But if you can, please, please make every effort to be there. It's there to set us off in the right way in 2026. And if you haven't already done so, please do sign up on the sheets outside that you're coming, and or if you can help bring something, do something or whatever it may be, please do that. But most of all, please make every effort to be with us next Sunday at the service and at that lunch. Our final song is a great favourite. Katie's going to smile even more with regards to this. We're going to sing The Rock. But it's brilliant because whatever your hopes are for next year, your personal life or church life, this reminds us fundamentally to place our trust in God. Because God is with us, God is for us, and God is our rock. And the actions are going to be led by our deacon for enthusiasm this morning, who's going to come forward. So do join in if you feel you've still got the energy to do so. Let's stand and sing. Heavenly Father, as we stand on the threshold of a new year, we want to express our deepest gratitude for the past year's blessings. Thank you for your faithfulness, your love, and your constant presence in our lives. And in the uncertainty of the coming year, we ask for your guidance and wisdom. Grant us strength and courage as we face the known and unknown challenges ahead. Illuminate our path with your light so that we may walk in your ways and make choices that align with your will. Lord, we look to you as our hope, our peace and our comfort in this new year. Pour out your blessings on each one of us and on those that we love, that we may each know your love, your joy, your peace and your hope. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.